quantifiable, it's really very concrete at the same time. So whenever I think I'm a safer, you know, it's connected to a relationship, you should know. I'm sure the same is true each and every one of you. It's really, and to know better, or not know better. That, like, you know, substitute for Rab Albed, you know, Abu Bain, Vahiba Sufa, you know, Yemu Kamta Shahura, that, you know, very much, you know, the fierce and intense struggle, but, you know, Inun Zazali Shamacha Nasim, Oavim says, I spoke earlier, Neil, when we had our little first year session, you know, the idea of Banim, and Shanat al Banacha, and, you know, it isn't just a Melitza Bialma, it seems like a bit of a hyperbole, but it really isn't, because, you know, the relationships that you forge with family members are based on shared experiences and common interests, you know, meaningful interests, things that really matter most when you're in a family and you go through things, you know, on a daily basis, and then, you know, there are obviously, like, you know, special moments, you know, happy ones and also challenging ones. And that's what really forges, you know, relationships between people. And what Chazal were really saying was that, you know, people sit down to learn together, whether it's Chavrusas or a Rebbe Talmud relationship. So there's, you know, if each one's excited about what he's doing and feels the import of what they're doing, so then that's also a relationship which is forged, you know, in the highest, you know, experience and meaningful experience. And that's who would come in and bottom. That's why it's, you know, Oav and Zezeh, because however fierce the battles are, you know, they're not always limited to, like, you know, what in fact the Girsa of the Rambam is, right? That's just the external way that it expresses itself. But everybody's really pouring their mental energy and their, you know, their passion and their you know, Yiras Elokim, really, into it. So that is, these are transforming things for you and for the relationships that are created, and that definitely true on the Rebbe Talmud level. When people say, you know, Mitamida Yosir Mikulam, that's really what it is. It's the relationships, it's the impact on the learning, but even more so, you know, the back to the relationship as well. You remember little things, who said what, you know, how does this person think of that? It's not just a little game, you know, it can also be a little game, but mostly it's really because people and the interactions really affect, hopefully they affect in both directions. So it's more than a gesture, and I appreciate it very much. So that's what I thank everybody. In that connection, I just want to say a brief something of the parsha before we have a lot to do today. I'll just say a word. In the same by basic direction, we just read Parshas Kedoshim, as everybody knows, and in the meaning of Kedoshim, we have the famous Ramban, Al Tehina Val Brishus HaTorah. Next week, we're going to be reading Parshas Emor, and in Parshas Emor, we have, the Ramban's discussion of the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, which we spent so much time in, and developed further in the beginning of the year, and then the Ritva's expansion, and so on, how that fits in, you know, with the Ramban on Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and other things, very meaningful things. And then, of course, the Ramban himself, in Parshas Kedoshim, alludes to his discussion of Mitzvah Saseh, and he also alludes to his discussion of Yasisa Hayashar Vatov in Devarim. And the comment that I just wanted to make was the putting the Rambans together. Some people read the piece in Devarim in isolation, and they, you know, get the impression that the Ramban's comments on Yasisa Hayashar Vatov are more pragmatic than fundamental. The Ramban, of course, explains that Basisa Yashav Atov refers to Pshara and Lifnim Meshur Sadin, and then he says Vakavana Bazek Kimitchila Amar Shetishma Kikosa Veidosa Vashet Zivcha Yato Yomar Gam Basher Lo Zivcha Tein Datcha Lasas Atova Yashar Veinav Kiu Ohev Hatova Hayashar. And then he adds Vezeh Inyan Gadol. This is a matter of great import. Lefishi Efshar Lahaski B'Torah Kolan Hagos Adam Im Shchein Avereyav B'Chol Maso Matano B'Tikune Ayishev Amedinos Kulam. Aval Achreishi Hiskem Ehem Harbe Kigon Lo Telech Rachil Lo Tikun V'Lo Titor V'Lo Tam Dolda Lo Samal Dam Reyacha Lo Zekal Lecheresh Lepnei Seva Tokum U'Kiyotzebo. It sounds like
fascinating. He's quoting actually from Kedoshim. Chazar Lomar b'derech klal she'yasa tov ha'yasher b'chol davar ad she'yikanes b'zeh p'sharev l'fnim m'shur ha'din, and so on and so forth. So there, if you just read Ramban in Shoftim in isolation, you could get the impression that Ramban's perspective is really a pragmatic one. And what the Ramban is really emphasizing with Zeh Inyan Gadol, if that's all the Ramban was trying to say, was that, you know, the Torah is a, you know, divine text, you know, Shiv Panama Torah, every keser, you know, is something to be doresh from, and, you know, it's b'shivim lashon, and the Ramban's Hakdama, you know, to his Perush al Torah about, you know, Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think it's a very important idea. I think it's reflected in Birchas HaTorah too. We speak about Shemos Hashem. But having said that, you know, basically the Ramban is acknowledging, you know, what the Rambam, you know, acknowledges in Mor Nebuchim in a different way. I mean, the Rambam says, you know, even though the Halacha is, you know, a divine, and therefore, the most principled system that you could have, he says that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be circumstances or even times in which, you know, applying the halacha isn't going to lead to certain abuses. Because as divine and as magical, you know, and intrinsic as it is, right, applying it to an imperfect world always creates its own challenges. And there's nothing wrong with admitting, you know, that here and there, because of the anomalous circumstances of the time, you know, things aren't going to go right. That doesn't mean you have the right to abandon the halacha, chas v'shalom, but it's important to understand that, to know, in terms of siyagim and other things, how to adjust it, and so on and so forth. And the Ramban, basically, in Shoftim, is saying the same thing, even though it's osios, shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on, and everything, you know, hafochba, fochba, dekulaba, but as, you know, as time goes on, and new circumstances arise, and new, you know, complexities, social and human, in addition, you know, the Torah couldn't address every single contingency. And therefore, Vasisa Yashar Vatov is a mechanism of, you know, giving you, you know, Rashi Prakim, or giving you Pratim, and allowing you to move from there, you know, to apply, you know, even in situations which are, you know, not classical, or they're anomalies, or simply, you know, in other words, it's not an exhaustive rendition, and therefore you require this klalius in addition to the pratius. So you could have read that Ramban, Zeh Inyan Gadol, you know, that's the most important point of the perspective of Asisa Yashar Vatov, the idea of the value that goes beyond the details. And, but the Ramban per se is not saying anything more with that. What's important in Parshas Kedoshim is the fact that, you know, his broader understanding of Al Tihi Naval Bershus HaTorah and his suggestion there that this is the basis for Vasisa Yashar Vatov, he says, which I'll develop later, and the Mitzvah Seh of Shabbos, you know, puts in perspective that the Ramban, despite his of Inyan HaGadol, which is very pragmatic, that the Ramban really is trying to tell us something much more ambitious and much more important. You know, the Inyan HaYoser, you know, Gadol of all of this is that the details are the details, and they have to be observed rigorously and scrupulously. But in addition, there's a layer of the Torah which is, you know, equally important, sometimes more, sometimes less, sometimes just different, but certainly equivalent, and that is the values, the concepts, the ideas themselves that you want to internalize. That's really what he develops in Kedoshim. By telling you in Kedoshim, you know, that this is what he means also in Devarim, in Vasisa Yashar Vatov, I think the Ramban basically does two things. Number one, again, he, you know, precludes the misunderstanding that you could have from Devarim, but I think that he also gives possibly an opening, he doesn't say this, but I'll say it for him, you know, to also address, or to put a different spin, let's say, on the Inyan HaGadol, you know, that he refers to in Devarim. I mean, it isn't just that, you know, the Torah couldn't, but it's also, on a different level, maybe the Torah could have, but the Torah wouldn't, you know, provide each and every contingency, you know, an exhaustive, in other words, sefer dinim, let's say, you know, for all circumstances. Because there's, you know, while in terms of accuracy and Devar Hashem, that would have been much more efficient, Lu Yitzuyor, it could be done. What you would lose with that, right, is the human responsibility aspect, you know, which is, you know, carried out in an imperfect manner, but the very effort itself is what makes, you know, a life of Torah a life of meaning, namely that human beings have the responsibility, Torah Hashem Tamima, right, Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadish Davar Me'ata L'Ova Shemayim, you know, all of that. And in particular, it forces us really, you know, to go beyond the Pratim, from the Pratim, to really understand the Yesodos and the Klalim, and to internalize them. So that, you know, even if you could, and there would have been a benefit, you wouldn't really want the Torah to be mefaret ad kedei kach. So that the balance that we have, you know, of Pratim, and Pratim, which also, you know, provide a foundation for understanding the Yesodos, you know, that is really like the perfect balance. And that's what happens if you put the Ramban, I think, in Devarim, together with the Ramban in Emor and Kedoshim, because in Emor and Kedoshim, clearly it's not about the list and the exhaustiveness of the list. It's really about the spirit of the law and the spirit of the value. And that's really very much, I just wanted to say, you know, and this is our last regular shiur, but we'll be, you know, picking up, of course, in the end of May, supplementing and then moving a little forward. But as a last, you know, I guess, official day of this part of the Zman, that's really, you know, it's the charge of the Ramban that we really try to respond to, you know, on a regular basis. You know, learning the Gemara and the details of the Rishonim, there's no detail which is too small really to understand, you know, to understand them, you know, in different ways, but to understand them in a way in which, you know, the patterns, you know, really emerge, or the concepts, you know, come across, so that really we can internalize them and not only know lemaisa, you know, how to address, you know, new circumstances, which is in its own right obviously very critical and important. So Inyan Agadol, as the Ramban says, but also this other point of the Inyan Agadol, of you know, not just being an intellectual endeavor, but something which is concepts that are transforming, how you look at Rishuyos, and how you look at the interaction between people and Malachas Machsheves, right? These are all really fascinating, you know, snapshots, you know, of life, you know, and of what life can be, you know, life, higher life, you know, in a way. And understanding them and making them part of you and just your derech hachashiva, the way that we, you know, the categories that we used to think of and the way that we think, that's really that second level that the Ramban is referring to. So this is really, I think, what we've been trying to do in our, you know, Milchamta Shel Torah, and Mirz Hashem will continue. So I guess now we'll continue. And thank you once again for the Svarim, for the Svarim per se, and especially for the sentiment that you know, that lies behind it. I think probably we should bench first, right? So I think we'll do that. So who do we say was a Shua as a Kohen, right? Well, any other Kohen?